Let's turn our attention, and this actually kind of ties in a little bit with the Second Amendment, and I'm going to tell you why I think that. Something just occurred to me here. We'll turn our attention to Ukraine, because the U.S. is sending an additional $300 million in aid to Ukraine. To date, we've given $37.5 billion because we care more about the borders of Ukraine than we do the United States. $37.6 billion. And I was also thinking about this the other day. And you can't. Here's the headline from February 24th, 2022. Ukraine president says he will give weapons to citizens who want to defend the country. And I was just thinking, the anti-gun nuts who always say, well, you're never going to be able to stop the stop an invasion if you ever, what are you going to do against tanks and missiles and things right. like that? And look at what Zelensky did over there. He's handing AK-47s to anybody that wants them. So the argument that, that's never going to happen here. That's, nobody's going to invade us, blah, 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 blah. You never know what could happen.
Yeah,
isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's poignant in my mind. I read that article and I read that quote, to Ukrainians who are interested in defending the country. And I went, wait a minute. An armed citizenry is, quote, necessary for the security of a free state, end of quote. That's exactly what that says. Where have I heard that language before? I know it's some. Oh, wait a minute. It's right here on my right arm. There it is. It's part of the Second Amendment.
It's your tattoo.
And it's exactly what we're talking about. And when Biden comes out, you think you're going to run around with your rifle and take on the U.S. military. What did we do for 20 years in Afghanistan? We fought a war against 20,000 guys with rifles. And we ended up leaving.
And we got beat.
And again, that's not a knock on our military. A lot of that was, the strategy that strangleholded, strangleheld what they were trying to accomplish over there. But it's not a knock on our brave military members. It's the fact that an indigenous population that's armed, even with small arms, has always, always, always defeated a superior military force. Whatever example you want. Vietnam, yes. Afghanistan with the Russians.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Afghanistan with us, yes. It goes right down the line. So the idea that we're going to arm members of the citizenry in Ukraine, and that's going to be an effective fight against the Russians, hell yes. All you got to do is read a history book, and you'll figure that out.
But at the same time, when did the checks stop? It seems like the plan is to bleed Putin in Russia dry. And that was the plan with Afghanistan and Russia. And look, 20 some odd years later after that ended, how it turned out with the Taliban and Osama bin Laden.
That's right. And what's wrong with military spending, not military spending, U.S. Economic policies generally and U.S. spending, whatever we're talking about. And I know we're going to talk about the debt ceiling and the budget bill here during the show. But if this were a business, you'd always be required to show a business plan and a return on investment.
Yeah.
A return on investment. What does that mean? For this many millions or billions of dollars the U.S. is going to spend, this is going to be the benefit conferred on the United States of America. This is our return on investment. Yeah. When is the United States government ever felt the need to explain that to the U.S. Citizenry, to the voters of this country, when they talk about how much money they're going to spend? Where's the ROI? Where's the return on investment? They don't even feel the need to explain that to us, which is why that system is so incredibly broken.
Oh, please. And you mentioned the debt ceiling. There's Democrats that want to get rid of the debt ceiling.
Completely.
listen to this. We'll play a clip here. Lindsey Graham, very angry that the debt ceiling deal passed by the House, right? Didn't include more money for Ukraine.
Not a penny in this bill to help Ukraine defeat Putin. They're going on the offensive as I speak, and we need to send a clear message to Putin that when it comes to your invasion of Ukraine, we're going to support the Ukrainians to ensure your loss. If we don't do that, then we're going to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
I mean, the average American can't afford a $400 emergency expense.
Right.
If something comes up, hot water heater busted.
Right.
Boom. What are you going to do? Sorry, the air conditioner just went out. Sorry. I can't. And he's worried about even more. We've given $37.6 billion to Ukraine, and he's mad that it didn't get anything else in the debt ceiling deal.
Well, that's right. And again, I'm not saying there's not some plausible argument out there to say, listen, this is the tremendous benefit this bestows on the United States of America by bleeding the Russian military dry, right? By drawing it out into this long conflict in Ukraine because they're using up all their tanks and they're using up all their artillery and they're using up, you know,
they're
all
human
their
beings,
other resources.
The conscripts.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not saying there's not an argument there. What I have a problem with is the United States government feels no compulsion whatsoever, no obligation to spell out what that argument is, what that return on investment is. That's what's so offensive to me.